You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Revenge After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Revenge After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to an explosive season finale to Season 3, Episode 22, Execution. Boy, was there execution on this episode. There's a lot of mixed feelings going on in this studio in particular. I'm your host, Bill Svitek, joined alongside Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
And Anna Koppel for Mayor.
Hey, guys.
All right. There's things we like, there's things we don't like, there's things we're confused about, there's things we're like, let's start season four now, where is this going?
A lot happened.
Especially in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's where the meat was, for sure.
Yeah, we need to break down every single thing because I think I'm probably forgetting about five or six people who died at this point.
The episode is called Execution. People did die. We predicted from the start, educated guess, that Aiden would die. Aiden did die. We did not expect Conrad to die.
You guys, I can't. Phil, you should have brought that up right away. I love Conrad so much, and I can't accept that he's dead. And I can't accept that David Clark is alive. Just happened.
Okay, to be fair, Conrad could possibly be alive.
He better be. I can't watch the show if Conrad's dead. It's like, what's left? What's left to live for in the Hamptons if Conrad Grayson's dead?
Heroine?
To play devil's advocate for a second, though, what's the difference between him being in jail and not being on the show and him being dead? You know, like, there was nothing further to do with him because they already took him down.
How about living the life of a secret priest? I love that. Like, why couldn't that go on for at least a few episodes?
No, he needed to die. That was it.
I don't know. I will say, though, congratulations to the fans out there because you guys are the ones who called that David was alive. Like, you guys knew.
That's the part that confuses me.
I hate that David is alive. The whole show doesn't make sense now. Now he's... Emily's life...
No, we just have to we have to figure out how it makes sense now.
Okay.
By the way,
which is why we need season four right now.
Well, I don't want to wait until news and gossip to say that we've been picked up for season four, so we have that.
There you go.
Are you excited for that, Roxy?
Yeah, I am actually because now I want to figure out what the F happened.
Like, how is David Clark there alive? Is no way this could have been the series finale. Yeah. It would have been like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like kind of it could have been with the exception of the David Clark reveal.
No, because, okay, almost you have Jack going to jail and Charlotte's mad.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, what? And what is going to happen to my clone? There's just too many cliffhangers.
I'm not quite invested in that, the my clone thing.
I just need to, I'm so sorry, interrupt you, but Roy, I have some people saying on chat roll that that there's only Once Upon a Time streaming on all of our.
We love Once Upon a Time.
I will work on it for you.
Okay, thank you
Speaking
so much.
Speaking of other shows you should definitely be watching, this isn't an ABC show, but I feel like it's right up your guys' alley. Chasing Maria Menounos on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. on Oxygen. It shows the behind the scenes of AfterBuzz TV. It shows how we fix the AC here when it's broken, among many other things.
Hot as balls.
It is so hot. The dog was farting earlier in the studio.
I mean, I feel
like speaking of dogs, you know who has a lot of dogs? Kevin and Maria. You can find out on Chasing Maria Menounos once again, 10/9 Central on Tuesdays on Oxygen.
How would we get?
It's actually an amazing show.
It is.
It really is. Really?
There's only two episodes left, and they're going to be talk about crazy. Those two episodes will be crazy. So definitely check it out if you haven't done so already. Get caught up on iTunes and Amazon. So back to Revenge.
Let's do this.
Okay, let's start with the My Clone thing, right?
So sure.
We meet Gideon tonight. Gideon, for you know, I feel like we've already met him because he's been such a presence.
Meeting him at the season finale was such a weird choice, in my opinion. Like, we've been hearing about, I mean, maybe
because you know it's now going to continue into season 4.
Yeah,
though.
I know, but I was thinking maybe the first episode of season 4 or earlier this season. You're right. We've been hearing so much about him that this plan to take down My Clone and Nolan calling Gideon and all this stuff, it was such the beginning of a storyline that I was like, oh, holy crap, I'm not getting enough, and now we're going to be gone for an entire 6 months or whatever. I just thought it was weird timing.
Yeah, but many TV shows do that. Revenge has done that, and every other TV show does that.
I hope that the whole we had the same father but not the same mother thing comes into be more of their major storyline. I hope that's a thing, and it wasn't just like, oh, we really like him and we want to cast him, but we already have her and they don't have the same accent. So,
wait, what do you mean we have the same father but not the same mother?
That was a line that he said.
Yeah, and that's why.
Oh,
she's
and then
French
about being in boarding school.
Yeah, and yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, and they just did, it seemed like a throwaway that he couldn't do a French accent, so they
just
put it in there totally. But also to make sure that people knew that he went to boarding school with Daniel, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just hope it plays in more. Yeah.
I'm sure it will. I love it. Gives Aiden a different not Aiden, I'm sorry. It gives Nolan a different mission besides Emily. Because it's like this is now his thing.
Right, absolutely. And at least Javier, who we like, is back on Team Nolan.
Yeah, I mean that was, what'd you guys think of the apology? Nolan had him with that.
Well, Nolan said, when you come running back, I'll be here, basically. And he was, you know, so we knew Nolan wasn't going to hold a grudge.
Yeah, and Javier was so down in the sense of, like, you know, they have My Clone. And, you know, I don't think Javier knows exactly what Nolan's doing, but I think he'll be thrilled once he sees the results.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a felon, so I don't think he's above the tactics that are being used.
Certainly not, especially when it's like strategy and whatever else, politics.
Maybe when it involves cocaine and death, it's a little much for him.
Yeah, we certainly didn't sign up for that, as Nolan said.
I feel like that plan is going to backfire.
In what way?
Well, because Gideon's like, he's like, took the picture, not my problem. You know, this is just how we're going to use, this is the picture we're going to use to blackmail Daniel. In the meantime, Daniel doesn't know there's a dead hooker in his bed yet. And he's on the phone with Margot, and he's like,
can't wait for Margot to find out.
I know, me neither. But
what was his plan? To just kick the girl out of bed so Margot could come over?
No, he didn't even know that she was there.
He just like,
remember, because he had one too many cocktails.
Oh, I thought that he knew she was there, but just didn't know she was dead.
No, because he invited her over.
I know. I thought he was being skeezy and was going to kick this girl out and have her come over.
No, because the last time, he, like, didn't even turn over yet.
Okay.
And, like, he's like, oh, I know what you're trying to do. Because the last time I had absinthe, I didn't remember anything. And I woke up in the dean's office. Like,
so, like, did he roofie him?
No, maybe. He's gotten really drunk.
Yeah. Either way, who cares? The point is, my point here is that it could happen that Margot shows up and she's like, what is this? And he's like, I don't know. I woke up and it was like this. It's got to be Gideon. And they're like, let's cover this up now.
Mm-mm.
And, well,
it could, but I don't think so.
I just feel like there's a way for this plan to collapse on itself.
I feel like what's going to happen is Daniel's going to try to cover his own ass and hide it from Margot. And Margot's going to figure out whatever, and he's going to get caught. Mm. You got caught.
But how does My Clone factor into that? Because I feel like this is also going to backfire on Nolan and Gideon.
I don't know. And again, I'm not that invested in My Clone right now. So.
No, again, this just isn't my priority for this episode.
I mean, here's
you know
the thing.
What I mean? Like,
I do, that's why,
like, introducing this storyline in the season finale, I was like,
okay,
why?
Unrelated to the show, mm-hmm. You're the worst Jew ever. This is a multi-billion-dollar company, and you want nothing to do with it. Worst Jew ever.
They're not real multi-billions.
I suppose, but in that term, Grayson Global is a multi-billion-dollar company, and I wanted everything to do with Conrad, so good Jew, you know?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, getting
like
back to
Bernie
facts
Madoff
that
stuff. Sorry, Cal.
Getting back the facts that actually matter. Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, Rocky.
Somebody call an electrician.
No, you know what? We're in the hot seat. What? We're in the hot seat tonight.
I don't think Phil likes us anymore.
I don't know. I know.
You guys have lost it. You guys just went completely berserk.
I know.
I want to see Nolan kind of take this over. It's going to be his storyline, and he's got his little army. He's got Javier. He's got Gideon. Gideon's kind of like his Aiden in the sense that Aiden went rogue many times, and you know it was for the greater good. Whereas Gideon, who you know, he could go rogue for himself, and he's not fully believing in the cause. I mean, we don't even know what the full cause is, obviously, except for the fact that to get the company back. Anything else on this storyline?
No, I think that it's a good comparison that Javier is pretty much the Aiden.
Has Javier lost Charlotte? I guess that would be the last thing. Because remember, he lists off everything that he's lost. Where's he at with Charlotte?
Yeah, he's lost Charlotte, but he doesn't know it yet. Charlotte's just been through a very traumatic experience where who she believed to be her brother-in-law, she believes kidnapped her. So
And he kind of did.
And
fair.
No, he freed her.
Yeah, but she thinks, well, he was in on it. He was totally watching her being traumatized by all.
Yeah.
But
he was a part of that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that she's not into like sex right now. She's not like
they're not really on her mind.
Let's be in the honeymoon phase. Let's get naked.
Okay.
I do think her and Javier might end up back together. Not that they're apart right now, but things might go okay. Just right now, so low on the totem pole.
Okay. So let's talk about what is high on the totem pole with Jack. I mean, that's. What did you guys think about this? This is and the worst was when she's looking at him.
Who's looking at
Charlotte
him?
At Jack as he's being, you know, taken away.
Yeah, I thought it was a little sneaky that she went straight to the authorities instead of confronting him asking what was going on. But I guess if you're scared that somebody kidnapped you, you don't really want to confront them. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I felt like that was really crummy and unnecessary. And she, even if she was frightened and went straight to the authorities, didn't have to go back to the bar to watch him.
Yeah, that was
taken
weird.
Away. That
was a weird moment.
That was unnecessary. It was very Victoria of her.
Maybe she like wanted to watch Carl. No, he's not even here right now.
Where is Carl?
I don't know. He lives somewhere else. They sent him away.
You know, didn't anybody tell Baby Carl it was the finale? Yeah. Show up. You know, it's like, where is this kid?
He had other things to do. Like
he's with the babysitter.
Yeah,
making moves.
I wanted to make a joke, but it couldn't come to me quick enough.
Do you want to? Has it been enough time?
No,
maybe by the end of the show.
What babies do? Like, oh, he was too busy doing. And then I can't think of anything babies do.
Sucking a bottle.
Pacifier.
He was too busy.
Something about
the pacifier.
Anyway,
you get where I was going.
Next,
it would have been funny.
Here's the thing. Didn't you feel in those moments that Jack would say something to Charlotte?
He wanted to. But then,
what stopped them?
In what moment? When
right before he puts his hand on her
about who Emily really is. You mean
yes?
His undying love for her, because, his loyalty to her,
yeah,
and because it would ruin everything.
Yeah,
ruin what?
He doesn't know what the next step in the plan is. Everybody,
there is no next step.
Yes, there is. Do you not see Emily's face as she locks Victoria up?
Do you guys?
Mu-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, but. So how does that affect anything?
Okay, but so Jack doesn't know that there isn't, like, a final step in this process or whatever. And he doesn't know how Emily wants to tell Charlotte. He knows that she's going to want to. And at least
I missed my entire mouth.
Okay, for those of you listening, this is incredible. Roxy just took a sip of her water. Breaking news. And got 0% of the water into her mouth.
I missed the whole thing.
To be fair, Phil filled the water.
I don't know that has to do with anything.
It was already overflowing. It's like all over her coaster. Look at it.
You know what the saddest part is to me?
That we're
this
not
is the last impression of fans have for the next 4 or 5 months of us, and they're like, I don't know if I want to come back to this after show.
Honestly, I love our fans so much.
I hope we have the best fans.
They are amazing. They're the best part about this entire experience.
Truly.
And really, we are huge Revenge fans. I'm not sure if I can agree with the path that we've taken right now. I'm going to stick with it, of course, though, and know that season 4 is going to be amazing. But the best part of this, by far and away, is you guys at home. So I hope you guys like us as much as we freaking love you.
Yeah, we love the interaction. That's what AfterBuzz is all about. That's like right. Why AfterBuzz exists is for that sort of interaction.
And many of you guys were predicting. Some of you guys guessed Charlotte was going to end up dead tonight, but she's crafty.
I love that.
But do you know what? After tonight, I feel like I wish that she was the one. You know,
and I don't because she is the only connection. Well, actually, I was going to say, she's the only person that Emily has that's connected to her that's still alive, but apparently David's alive, so
here's
there
the,
goes that.
So she's fine, whatever, you know? Oh, don't
I
worry
mean,
about
the,
it.
The thing about Charlotte is that now she's just acting on impulse, which is fair
she
enough.
She doesn't know
she's,
who she can trust.
Yeah.
At this point, if she can't trust Jack, she's like, well, goddamn, like, who can I trust?
You gotta move to France.
I guess the police.
Yeah.
Why did we see the cops, but we didn't see that weird blonde-headed, creepy, flirty cop? I wanted him to be in charge of the case.
What? Oh, you're talking about we joke about he's the guy
from Shameless.
Shameless.
Why wasn't Margot walking? I'm sorry that I'm jumping all over the place here, but when they were walking Pascal's casket
the funeral,
to the plane. Why wasn't Margot walking with the casket? It was Victoria and Daniel was walking next to Victoria, but where was Margot? Why wasn't she?
Because she knew the truth about her father, so she didn't.
She was there originally, and she was like, I can't hold this up any longer or something, she said.
Because Daniel told her the truth, so she couldn't go through with it.
The charade of touching a casket, it's her father. He just died.
Also, in terms of Margot, when Daniel invites her over to the hotel, why is she so quick to say yes? What?
I don't know.
What are you guys nodding?
We want callers.
Oh.
You had one, and then right then, when you guys took too long to decide, they hung up. So if you're listening, call again, and I will accept it.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, this can't believe this is the last impression. Fans will have for 5 months of us.
No, but I'm saying, okay, why was she so willing to go over to Daniel's? I mean, somebody inviting you over to their hotel room, like, you're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Aren't they, like, paired up now?
Oh.
Here's the thing. They've been growing closer.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, Margot is single. Daniel's single.
Yeah, but have we seen them hook up?
They were all kissy, weren't they?
I mean, they've been very flirtatious.
Flirtatious, yes.
So, okay, the natural progression
is come over to my hotel room?
But it was like, you're going to be my second in command, and I just feel like...
I don't know if it's that much of a jump to be like...
We grew up together, we're flirty, we work together every day.
She took her clothes off for him!
Boom.
At episode 1, 2, whatever.
Full circle.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the line with AfterBuzz TV Revenge. What do you want to talk about?
Hi, everybody. This is at Lovable Nikki.
Nikki, oh my God, hi! Hi, I'm so excited to actually talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I love you guys. But about tonight's episode, I feel like this could have been the series finale. I'm like so over it. What happened? David's alive, really? No.
it's just unbelievable, right? You're sitting here thinking that they pulled out too many stops, because I'm kind of feeling the same way.
I feel like they threw the whole beginning of the series in the bushes. Because why would David be alive, write the journals, and say that he doesn't want Emily to pursue revenge, and all she's been doing is pursuing revenge, and he's alive, and he did nothing?
Right. I mean, I'm figuring season 4 is going to have to tell us what happened that made it so he was unable to contact her. You know, like, I'm hoping that he was, like, held down in some prison overseas or, like, hiding for, I don't know. Because if he was able to speak to her and didn't all this time, then I hate him.
Thank you. This, I was like, no. I wanted to be Emily so bad in Under Truck, but I said, no. When he saw his face, oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous.
Do you think Conrad is still alive?
No. No.
Yeah.
No. Anna just wants Conrad to be alive.
So much.
I just also don't like the fact that David Clark killed Conrad. Like, that's not the move. Why would you free him to kill him? He was just going to spend the rest of his life in jail. David Clark, you're not supposed to be a murderer.
It would have been worse for him to be in jail for life.
Right, absolutely. And I thought David's whole thing was that he's not a murderer. He's never murdered anybody. He's not supposed to be a murderer. You just murdered somebody who was completely harmless at this point because he was in jail.
Thank you. It's like a totally different show. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. I mean, I kind of saw it coming when, especially earlier in tonight's episode, they're talking and they're like, oh, they'd be so proud of us. Our parents would be so proud of us if they could see what we're doing. And then with so many fans predicting David Clark was alive, I don't know. I kind of was hoping it wasn't so, but now it is. And I think it could make for a really interesting season 4 to explain why this happened. But as of right now, I'm like, what the F?
I mean, it's just a lot of speculation and whatever
right.
else. So.
They definitely have us coming back because it's like we have to find out why it took this such left turn.
Exactly.
So we have to come back, even though we are so mad that all of this is happening.
Indeed. Yeah, I totally agree. It's definite. I mean, we have all these questions now that need answering, even though it's so frustrating.
Yeah,
we do.
But I also want to add, no Jack and Charlotte forever. No.
I tried to start
Stop
the hashtag.
It.
I started to try the hashtag earlier today, guys, that Jack and Charlotte ended up together.
Well, they did.
Nikki was not having it, so.
No. It's so weird. It's so weird. No.
It's not going
to
happen
now. No sexual chemistry. No. And now she sent them to jail. No.
Wait, is that seriously something you were trying to?
It's something we discussed today, but I was wrong about that. I'm sorry. It's happened before.
Probably anyway. Will happen again for both
right,
of
well,
us.
You guys are great.
You're
and
great.
Thanks for taking my call, and
thanks
I'm going to keep watching.
Thanks for being such a great fan.
Bye.
We'll hear from
all
you
right,
next
bye.
Season.
Bye.
So let's talk about Aiden, you know, the death we all had predicted that had come true. And it happened earlier than any of us expected.
Earlier in the episode, you mean, not earlier.
Yeah.
It just was kind of, I appreciate the way that they did it, and I like that Victoria was the one to kill him because, you know, this whole thing about Emily taking her love, and now I thought that it was poetic justice in a sense, but
except
was,
that Emily didn't kill Pascal. She didn't want to kill Pascal.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, in Victoria's mind,
I get
you know?
I get what you're saying.
It happened so quickly and was so, like, boom, 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 that all of a sudden we were, like, 20 minutes into the episode and he was dead. And we were sitting here thinking there was only going to be one death. And the whole thing about the season has been, who will die? And I was like, that was it. But then it was Conrad also.
Well,
so
it
I was
just
okay
happened.
With it being earlier.
I was fine with it. It was definitely off. I know. It was definitely off-putting in the sense that it was like, because I didn't you know, we kind of, I went along with what you guys were saying, so I always believed that it was going to be Aiden, and especially the way they were setting it up, I knew that the ending was going to be kind of very sad, you know, because they're all cheersing at the front of the episode, and you know by
we
the end it has to go south, and especially with Emily and Aiden, I was like, they're too much on cloud nine.
Yeah.
It's going to go down, and I wasn't expecting that.
It's going down. I'm yelling Timber. Yeah.
But okay. Anna, what are your thoughts on
Tinder?
Yes. Save that for the after show.
Sorry,
after show.
What are my thoughts on Tinder? What are my
no,
thoughts
No, Aiden.
On?
What are your thoughts on Aiden? Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Roxy. I'm going to write an apology. For the after show, not the show.
Of Revenge and AfterBuzz. I'm sorry. I said while she was strangling him or putting a pillow over his face, oh, he must have done something to really piss them off. Because I'm surprised they didn't at least leave a window open. He might show up for an episode or whatever while he's on hiatus from his other show. I'm just surprised.
No, I think story-wise, it just needed to happen that way.
I disagree.
Why?
I completely disagree because, again, like we talk about, like, now what? Now Jack's just, like, a consolation prize? Now I don't understand. I feel like that door and this was another thing where I was like, well, maybe this is a series finale. Or maybe they know that next season is the last season. Because for them to not leave that door open, it just seems...
Yeah, and then have the whole conversation that's like, I loved him more than I've ever loved anybody before.
And now I don't have a reason to live. I thought revenge was her whole reason to live. I thought that was her
Yeah, but at the same time... Yeah, but you could see where she was able to share this, you know, as he told her, you know, I never thought I'd have somebody in my life that can understand me and whatever else.
Right, but I'm just upset right now because even though I really liked Aiden and Emily together, I really did, everybody knows that, I always have wanted Jack and Emily to end up as endgame, and now I don't really want that because it wasn't an active choice she made. Like, I wanted her to choose him. I wanted Aiden to be like, it's revenge, or you know, I can't do this or whatever it is, and then break up.
Now, mind you, that's you assuming that they're... By the way, they could not end up together.
Well, if she...
And they go down separate paths. So who knows?
I'm saying what I want.
Okay.
And that's for them to end up together. But now I don't know if I want that because, like Anna was mentioning before, it would be a consolation prize, which isn't fair to Jack because he is the best. You know?
Right. I think it's that... We want there to be at least the possibility there that not necessarily that she's going to end up with any one of them, but just that, like, it's not, like, just a process of elimination so that there's only one left, you know? That now I mean, Daniel's a jerk and Aiden's dead, so there, you know, it just...
Okay. Nolan.
Never going to happen. I mean, here's the thing. If nothing else, it certainly pushed her over the edge where once she saw that, she flipped the switch and was like, okay, Michelle Banks, you're doing this, and we're putting Victoria. This was one of the most brilliant parts for me. We're putting Victoria in a psychiatric ward.
That was smart. That was a great, just beautifully just move.
And she has the therapist help her. The way she finagled that was really great. I'm wondering how much this therapist will come into play in season four. You know, are we done? Have we used her and we're done with her? Or do we need to continue?
I think she'll come back. It's certainly in the early rounds, I think.
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't have strong opinions.
Well, I mean, she certainly switched sides easily, you know, at that point.
Yeah, she had to, otherwise...
She was going to die?
Yeah. 100%. She was scared crapless. I would be, too.
What did you get... I mean, in terms of... Again, the actual death with the T, it just played so, for me, well.
The actual...
Like, just knowing... Because as you're watching it, her pour the T, you know, no one is going to expect that.
Yeah, I just think that she's the one. I mean,
Michelle.
I'm just confused on whether the paralysis would have eventually killed Aiden or it was the pillow smothering. Like, who is the person who murdered Aiden? Is it Michelle or is it Victoria?
Victoria.
Because of the smother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it was. They made some clever line about British people loving their tea. Like, all right. Sure, I've never seen Aiden drink tea ever before, but that's fine.
I've seen him drink tea, I feel like.
It's fine, regardless. I'm really going to miss his character, and I'm sad that he won't be coming back to the show, because I loved him.
He was a good character.
I feel like I'm going to go home and literally weep over Henry Journey's departure. I just can't. It's just like hitting me in waves. Like, what do you mean no more Conrad Grayson? Like, what do you talk? Like, what?
You loved his character more than Aiden's?
Yeah.
Like, you're sadder to see him?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, he was such a great villain to the show.
Yes.
Is what she's saying.
Yeah. He was. And like I was saying, I actually don't think Victoria's as strong of a villain because I see so much good in her.
Oh, she just turned. She turned tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Tonight was it.
Yeah, especially when she knew when she knew that this was Emily and she had no remorse for that, you know?
Right. Well, and I've said that a few times, like, these women should be finding comfort in each other. And
yeah.
especially Victoria should be like, oh, I'm so sorry you were a little girl. Yeah. I'm so sorry that,
yeah,
you know, I helped
now I get frame what you've been doing.
Father for terrorism. And
I kind of thought that might happen one day, but now I'm thinking we're not going to get there.
It's not. Yeah.
It doesn't look good, does it? No, it doesn't.
You can't turn after this and be like, well, I guess if you think about it logically, you were in a psychiatric ward and I was in a psychiatric ward and we've kind of been through the same stuff. So you know what? We'll just call it even.
Yeah, but you know who's the real villain of the night? It's David Clark, which is why, like, I'm really bummed. He ends up being this murderer.
Okay, but you don't think it's justified?
I think that...
Like, the one guy who did this to
him... Why don't you leave good enough alone? He's in jail for life.
And your name's about to be cleared. How are you going to complete
it? It is cleared.
Yeah, your name is cleared, and your enemy is in jail for life. Shouldn't you just be the happiest guy on earth? What are you doing?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
He asked that. There's something more to this that we're missing.
We need to.
I mean, certainly. I mean, all we get, it was very mysterious. It's not like they were like, hey, here's everything that's happening. Let's fill you in real fast. No, it was definitely in the most mysterious of ways that you could have gone about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, it's one of those tough things where you don't know how it's going to play out, and you hope for the best. I don't know. I didn't mind it, but you fans let us know. I mean, it's one of those things where because you have so many months in between season 3 and season 4, that it's going to be, you know, a lot of speculation. And if it does, you know, we'll see if it pays off with fans. Let us know.
Yeah, I mean, like our caller said, definitely bringing people back.
I didn't want David. Truthfully, I'll be interested to see how they dig themselves out of this. No pun intended.
Yeah.
maybe I actually did intend that. But I wasn't looking for David to be alive. I didn't particularly want him to be alive.
Yeah. Can we talk a little more about Victoria for a second?
Yeah,
so go right ahead. I was just thinking about another piece of information we find out tonight, which is that she's actually been writing these letters to Charlotte.
Right.
Which was interesting. And actually closer to your theory than what we had thought originally. So that's a win for you.
It's not a win for me. It's totally not. I thought it was Jack.
Let's tie. I just think
we were both wrong is what you're looking for.
Well, if those letters hadn't happened, then the team wouldn't have kidnapped Charlotte, so really Victoria's responsible.
Yeah.
For everything. Like a douche.
It's gonna be so interesting to see when this is all played out, whatever season that may be, how it all kind of fits together.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. People, a lot of fans have been tweeting asking me how many seasons I think we have left.
I think realistically, I would only give it one more.
I would think if this show wants to come out on top, we have one more season left.
And that's not, you know what I mean? I think just story-wise, how much longer can you drag it out? How much longer is it worth dragging?
When you title a show Revenge, how do you have more than 4 years? You know, like, it's very difficult.
And I think that's what put Roxy and I in a mood, is that when Nolan and Jack were talking, and Jack's like, no, she was so close to having her life back. And Nolan was like, no, gonna let her. This is what she needs.
Yeah.
She needs revenge. And we were like, what? And Roxy's like,
he said it like 6 times today.
yeah. She needs a girl moves in next door for revenge. Yeah. And Roxy's like, no, this is a real soap opera now. Yeah, like, what's happening?
Yeah. It just felt like usually the show is a little over the top and I can accept it because of television, but it was a straight up soap opera. And it was just beyond what I could believe. Because
we already had amnesia this season. Right. It was like, yeah.
I know. That being said, though, I will admit, as I've admitted all night, that I do think this is a really good setup for a 4th season.
Yep.
So take it for what it is. You know, even if I was a little bummed in tonight's episode because the moments for me were a little more like, wah, wah. But season four is gonna
could see that coming.
Kick ass based on what we have to figure out. You know, we have so much to learn in this season that it is a really good setup. It's just so many months away now that I you know how fans are listening to our show and they're gonna walk away and be like, well, that was abysmal. That's a
oh my goodness. Well,
I kid.
Should we just stop and re-record and just start over and just stay in the studio for another 40 minutes? Should we?
Perhaps.
It's too
maybe we'll do a follow-up in like 2.5 months. But is there anything else you guys want to kind of say? And then, because I want to kind of get into season four.
I would just like to say that I really loved how they dressed Conrad differently from the other prisoners. They had everybody else's... this might be the last time I get to talk about Conrad, you guys. So,
by the way, shout out to Polish guard Mastromski.
Yeah, and he was also played the exact same role in Prison Break, which was another TV show I was obsessed with, and it was actually this role, and it was the same actor, which was hysterical. Continue.
Typecast. It's not fair.
But you were talking about Conrad, which I know is important to you.
It is important to me. But they had all of the other prisoners, and like they're just kind of like sloppy looking. He was like. Just very, like, his prison uniform had just been pressed and his shirt was tucked in. Nobody else's was. It was adorable. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, we'll be reminisced if we don't talk about the actual trials and whatever else. Because, you know, he had the smart play. Like, you know, I said that because, you know, I had prepared the fake speech that I was about to give because I was about to be forced into it. So, therefore, it wasn't real and... Then they have all this evidence, so, you know, it's all coming to light.
Yeah, I also wonder whether that prison guard knew David Clark.
Well, I was going to say, who hired him?
Yeah, did David hire him? And so,
it would seem like that because...
Maybe he has a bigger role in all of this. Maybe he helped David Clark escape.
Because it echoes exactly what happened with, earlier on in terms of how David Clark supposedly got stabbed. And the riot.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe this guy has helped more.
Yeah. Hmm. Certainly.
That gives... I think we're starting with predictions right now.
Let's get into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right. What are we thinking?
The highest of high notes, I'm really excited for season four. I know we're going to get a lot of information. I just made that prediction about the prison guard. Other than that, I think that we might find out David Clark isn't the great guy that we thought he was.
That would turn this whole series upside down.
I know.
Turns out Flight 197, totally David Clark. Whoops. My bad.
Well, we find out tonight he's a murderer, so... Already, I feel like the season's been turned.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's so easy to throw out a term like that versus...
Like murderer? Like somebody who murders somebody?
No, okay. In the worst of ways, right? Take, you know, when people say the word Holocaust, terrible. Or when they're giving their propaganda speeches, it's ethnic cleansing. It's not such a bad thing. You know what I mean? So you can...
But it's either true or it isn't, right. Is the thing. Like, you're either a murderer or you're not. Right. It was either a Holocaust or it wasn't. You can call it whatever it is, but...
No, but you can say instead of murder...
You committed genocide or you didn't.
No, instead of murder, you could call it justice.
You could call it whatever you want, but you either committed
the act... No, because justice is a description on it. It's not what it actually is.
But the other thing is that you can call it or describe it however you want, but up until this point, we've been told they call David Clark a murderer, but he didn't murder anybody, and tonight he did.
Right.
Or he, you know, justified whatever...
Justifiably murdered somebody, but it's still murder.
Yeah. He still took somebody else's life.
I get that.
Conrad Grayson, no less.
I get that.
No matter what he does from here on out, you're going to hate him because
he
killed your man.
Yeah.
Mess with my man.
Conrad Grayson is a fox, you guys.
He was a great villain. I'm excited to see what happens with Victoria in the psychiatric ward.
Yes.
I don't know if she'll still be there by the time we get back.
Right. Turn that music off. We got a lot left to talk about.
Are you kidding? What other predictions do you have?
All right, fine.
We're going to keep that music on.
I'll say this. I don't know how they would do a season five. I'm excited for season four. It's really tough, especially unless it's like a sitcom, it's really tough to keep something like this going for seven seasons.
Right, of course.
You know, because with the sitcom,
unless they change the name of the show to like Happily Ever After.
Because it has to be like linear and things of that nature, and things have to tie. You know, eventually. What is Anna writing?
It's my prediction.
You want to say it?
Nope.
You're allowed to say it.
I can't.
Why is this going to go in like a fishbowl and like we'll make sure that it actually came to fruition during season four?
Phil, my back is sweating through my shirt and through this chair. Can we wrap this up, please?
What's your prediction?
That's what it says.
All right.
My back is so effing sweaty.
I can't handle it.
That's because you can't give a prediction. You're sweating bullets. You're so excited for season four.
No, I am. I'm honestly like really, really excited for season four. And I'm excited for you guys to... us to have our panel and people.
Thank you for bumping the mic. You know what, fans? Let us know how.
The first nice thing I said all night, and he still criticized me.
We can't do anything right in Studio A tonight, you guys.
Fans, let us know what you guys are thinking. Maybe we'll do like some sort of in between special. Maybe we'll try to get some of the let's work on getting some of the cast members. We'll keep it in between.
And at least keeping it alive on Twitter so we can have other people talk to us about their predictions.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? In all honesty, for me, where we started off at the start of season three and we ended up at, I thought it just got better and better and better. And we've hit, you know, again, we've kind of flipped everything upside down in this season finale, but we're going to shake it up, baby. So, Roxy Stryer. Where can we find you?
You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
You can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, KoppelForMayor.
And, of course, follow us here on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and all that fun stuff. Let us know your guys' thoughts. You know, I must say, in terms of where you know, I was talking about where the show has come, talk about us. We've started this from season one. And we've really grown this fan base. And
started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, that's, you know, we had one fan listen to us, and then two fans, and three fans, four fans, all the way up to, you know,
good
hundreds of thousands of fans. That's how it grows. And that's you!
Yeah,
that's you.
So continue showing the love. Thank you guys for being a part of this journey. Thank you guys for loving Revenge, because without that, none of us would be here. We'll see you next season!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.